I think it was the frustration that kept us going, because we knew we could do it. We weren't going to quit one record before the big one.
We never knew what a security guard was for. We never needed a security guard before, but I remember, you know, staying in a hotel and there'd be like people literally trying to knock my door down just to, I don't know why, I guess just to shake my hand, or I don't know
what
they wanted
to do. They were trying to get out.
I'm Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon.
Hi, welcome back to In the Studio. This is Neil Dowdy of REO Speedwagon.
In the 1970s, in the vast upper Midwest region of the U.S., if there was an unofficial house band, it had to be REO Speedwagon. With the unwieldy name of an antique fire truck, named after the namesake of the Oldsmobile Car Company, REO Speedwagon was known to play every college gymnasium, theater, and roller rink in Corn Country, the Great Lakes musical ghetto that stretched roughly from Chicago on the west to Pittsburgh on the east, and as far south as St. Louis and Kansas City. Musical breeding grounds included university towns Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Champaign, Illinois. Bob Seger, Ted Nugent, Styx, Rush, and Cheap Trick all used their talent and unwavering desire to punch their way out from the same region at the same time. But no band's slog was longer or harder than REO Speedwagon. The break that finally came their way was in spring 1978 with the album titled You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. It's impossible to argue with that kind of compelling logic, right? REO Speedwagon was formed in Champaign, Illinois by guitarist Gary Richrath, keyboard player Neil Dowdy, drummer Alan Gratzer, bass player Greg Philbin, and singer Terry Luttrell, recording their eponymous debut to little acclaim. Luttrell was one and done. According to singer Kevin Cronin, opportunity didn't so much knock as ring.
I got in the group just by accident, really. They were looking for a new singer, and I had a little... looking back on it, I would call it a scam. Going in Chicago, we were looking for musicians to join the band that I had in Chicago. So we put an ad in the Chicago Sun-Times. What we did is we started a little thing called the Musicians Referral Service. Because if you were looking for more than one musician, the Chicago Sun-Times wouldn't allow you to ask to put a want ad for two musicians in the same ad. It was just their policy. If you needed a bass player and a drummer, you had to pay $15 to put wanted bass player, and then another $15 to put wanted drummer. Right? What I did is I thought, all right, I'm gonna get what I want here for the price of one ad. And so my friend and I, who was our tour manager. Right? We toured, you know, up and down the block. But we started what we called the Musicians Referral Service. And we figured that way, a lot of people would call us and we could help other people get in other bands. And in them, you know, and by the way, we'd get the cream of the crop of anybody looking for musicians for our own group. So we hung flyers all over Chicago. And it turned out that REO was playing in town. And Gary was down at the Chicago Guitar Gallery looking at guitars and saw one of our flyers. And unbeknownst to the rest of the guys in the group, called up this Musicians Referral Service looking for a lead singer. And of course, I was the Musicians Referral Service. And Gary told me that I'd get $200 a week and a car. He made it sound like I was gonna, like when I joined the band, I was gonna get my own car. He said they had a recording contract with CBS Records. He said, so who's your best singer? And I said, you're talking to him, buddy.
With all of your money, your poor can be fed. You stall around and you flirt with disaster, and never really caring just what comes after. Well, your blacks are dying, but your back is still turned, and your freaks are crying.
You act concerned, but then why turn away? When a lady was raped on your doorstep today. Oh, well, your black side crying, but your back.
Golden Country from REO2 received decent Midwest FM airplay in spite of poor sales chart showings, but tireless touring from the Ohio River to the Rockies made lots of REO fans from their energetic live shows. Here's REO Speedwagon singer-songwriter Kevin Cronin.
I have to think that somewhere in the back of their minds, the powers that were at the record companies had a feeling that there was something unpolished, but nevertheless, they must have just felt something, in as much as we were so popular in the Midwest and live audiences reacted to us so well, and that, you know, they must have heard something in the songwriting that made them think, well, you know, these guys have got something there. They just have to work on it a little bit more. And luckily for us, even in the days before we had hit records, we had a real loyal following, and we continued to have a real loyal following. And these people have supported us, you know, ever since the early 70s. And every record that we've ever made has sold at least 500,000 copies. Even back in the early days, they would sell at least like 100 or 200,000 records, which was enough so the record company broke even, I guess. And it was like, well, might as well let them try again. Maybe they'll hit this next time. And we're pretty lucky that Epic stayed with us as long as they did. And I guess they're pretty lucky that they stayed with us as long as they did, too.
I used to be lonely till I learned about living alone.
By the time the REO album in 1976 came out, unofficially nicknamed the Cow Album because of the cowhide-branded cover, Kevin Cronin was back as lead singer, contributing Keep Pushin'. But the big coastal media centers, including New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, L.A., and San Francisco, continued to ignore REO Speedwagon. Band members genuinely were perplexed, and not surprisingly, it led to second guessing. Here's keyboard player Neil Dowdy.
I think it was the frustration that kept us going, because we knew we could do it. We weren't going to quit one record before the big one, and I think that's what kept us going all those years. We were just mad. We were getting madder and madder that we hadn't gotten the response yet that we wanted, and we just weren't going to quit until we did.
Watching the full moon cross in the range, riding the storm out.
REO Speedwagon's third studio album, Riding the Storm Out, in 1973, had only charted at number 171. Yet, because of tireless touring and live performances like that year after year, it eventually would sell over 1 million copies.
I'm Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon.
Hi, welcome back to In the Studio. This is Neil Dowdy of REO Speedwagon.
with the changes, which is exactly what the band did when they made the leap from the University of Illinois Champaign campus to L.A., determined to compete national level. Here's REO Speedwagon keyboard player Neil Dowdy.
The scariest thing we ever did was move from Champaign, Illinois to Los Angeles, California, because we were pretty big time guys in Champaign, and we got to really thinking we were hot stuff. And then all of a sudden we moved to Los Angeles and we were just nobody. We were in a town where you're either a monumental success or you're a failure. There's nothing in between. That was quite a shock for a while. I think eventually it just made us work a lot harder, but it definitely made us grow up a little bit.
I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it. Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly. You said we'd work it out. You said that you had no doubt that deep down we were really in love. Oh, but I'm tired of holding on to a feeling I do believe that I've had enough. I've had enough of the falseness of a worn-out relation. Enough of the jealousy and the intoleration. Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
Spring 1978 self-produced You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish, which seemed to contain all of the ingredients for success. REO Speedwagon lead singer Kevin Cronin.
The sound of REO Speedwagon, in the early days was pretty much guitar-based riff rock. There wasn't a lot of melody involved in it. And my tunes and my influence was more of a, acoustic guitar, a little more emphasis on the lyrics and, more of a folk music type thing. So on the Tune a Fish album, I thought we did a pretty good job of putting those two styles together because the record didn't sell that great when it first came out, although it's done well in time. It's almost sold 2 million, just about the 2 million mark now, which is kind of interesting. A lot of people in the band kind of thought, well, you know, that's not really happening. Let's go back to more of the sound of, you know, when the band first started. And that was what the Nine Lives album was. It was a pretty, you know, we were way off the deep end. We got these crazy heavy metal looking clothes for the album cover. I mean, it was a pretty silly looking album jacket if you look back at it.
Yeah.
you know, I wrote the songs for Nine Lives fairly quickly because I was kind of confused about what happened with the Tuna Fish record. It was like, God, these songs, I felt like I really wrote well for the Tuna Fish record, and still they didn't get accepted as well as, you know, as we kind of hoped they would. And unfortunately at the time, I was still kind of affected by that. I'd kind of looking at things in, you know, with the eyes or the ears of the people who were of the public, as opposed to just, you know, feeling it myself and knowing inside of myself, hey, these songs are happening. You know, I mean, I felt that, but still I was being affected by the lack of commercial success.
Hearts go out to the band members, family, and friends of REO Speedwagon's original lead guitarist and songwriter for 20 years, Gary Richrath, who passed away in September 2015. May God welcome him home to a truly golden country in heaven. I'm Redbeard. We'll be back in the studio after this.